This week's parsha. Pinchas ben Elozo ben Aaron HaKohen. It's a continuation of last week's parsha. Bila Marasha. Complex individual. Very complex individual. Knew the only one who can destroy Klal Yisrael are Klal Yisrael themselves. And therefore, he was power. He was powerless. Those sorrows from Kivoruchu. So he gave an eitz. That's the Haftorah. My yod, spolik belach ma'amar, honor also Bilam ben Bor, min hashitim ara gilgol. And he said, the only way to destroy Klal Yisrael is with women. That's it. Anything you want, war, clawless, anything you want, it's women. And then, women went off to the most vile and low avodah zarah that there was, Baal Peor. And then in the middle, Moshe Rabbeinu was paralyzed. And then, V'nei ish b'nei Yisrael bo, v'yakev el echov as hamidyonis, v'nei Moshe, v'nei kol adasro, v'nei mebochem. And who was it? Mezana b'fahesya with Cosby Basitsua, the Si Beso Biminyan. And Pinchas stands up, Veikach Romach Yod. Pinchas was a very, very, in an unusual position. The unusual position he was in was he was a grandson of Aaron HaKohen. The kahuna had been given to Aaron and his sons, and he was sort of in no man's land. And more than that, some people complained against his yichus. Why? He says, and Rashi says, his wife's father, on the one hand. On the other hand, you take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam talks about who were the Talmidim of Hokim of Moshe Rabbeinu. He had four Talmidim of Hokim. And Pinchas was one of them. Had this man, after Moshe, he's one of the four biggest Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael. Grandson of Aaron HaKohen. But people have a very skewed way of evaluating the world. He didn't have a chash of a position. He wasn't a Kohen. Number one. Number two, even though he had one grandfather, Aaron HaKohen, his other grandfather, Kohen Avodah Zarah. But one of the top Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael. And people whose metzius is based on their position, Zimri ben Solon, Nasi Be'Sovze, Zimri had a very chashuv position. Some people are very, very superficial when they evaluate human beings. How many times they're on the front cover of Mishpacha? How many times they're on the front cover of this magazine, that magazine, this newspaper, that newspaper? You know. How many times? A million things. Million things. They can't see sincerity. They can't see Torah greatness. Depends on certain externals. That's how they lose Pinchas. Who, what right do you have to do this? It's a halacha. Ram Maisim is halacha. Bola Ram is kind of impogen. And on the one hand, these stupid, superficial people say, what are you doing? You're killing a human being? How can you kill a human being? A chosh of a human being? Ah, he was the Bala Ramis Pafahesya, like violating all Gidreit Sneas. Forget the fact she was a Goya. Forget that. Just the disgusting thing that he did. No. They can't see behind a very superficial way of looking at human beings. An interesting Gemara. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim was Nifter. And then they did some, the whole thing, and he came back to life. And they asked him, when you were upstairs in the old Mammoth for whatever short period of time you were there, what'd you see? He says, Olam Hofuch Ani Ro. I saw an upside down world. All the people who on planet Earth were considered chashuv, well, nah. But the people whose lives were consumed, Limud HaTorah, they're the ones who are on the top there. This guy who sat in the corner and became a massive Talmid Chacham. This one is Borech Marakovet his entire life. This is but most people in this world can't see that. She was very superficial. So who's a Baal Machlokas and who's an Ish Sholem? They complain Pinchas is a Baal Machlokas. He killed the Nosi B'Yisrael. On the other hand, do they stop and think, why was such a massive Talmud Chacham one of the four Talmidim of Hakim of Moshe Rabbeinu? Do such a thing? No. That requires one piece of thought. Why is he doing that? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you know who's in Yisholem? Pinchas. Pinchas. Because the biggest machlokas that exists, as bad as machlokas is in Klal Yisrael, the biggest machlokas has been Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. And if he quieted down that machlokas between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, he's an Ish Sholem. He knows him as Bishi Sholem. Why is it Sarach of Brisku Nasol, Tachas Hashem, Kinei Leiloko, Vechaper Abnei Yisrael. To understand this even deeper, we see in the next psukim. Soros HaMidjonim V'Hikisim also. Make a war against Midjan. Titzorim Heim Lochem. And Habolo HaGech HaShkem Lo Hargo. Rodef. So if a certain nation certain group of people had been coming to attack Klal Yisrael, and Pinchas had stood up and killed them, everyone would have said, wonderful. But here's a nation who's out to be Machshel Klal Yisrael and Aveira. So they're Rodfim. They're out to destroy us. And not only are they out to destroy us, Zimri ben Solu was a Rodef. He was out to destroy Klal Yisrael. Habol Aromes Befahesya, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, Kanoim Pogim, why? Because he is such danger to Klal Yisrael, has to be eliminated on the spot. No Hasra, no Bezdin. Who has the right to do that? Anyone? No. Not anyone has the right to do that. It says, Kanoim Pogim. Someone, what is a Kanoi? Not today's Kanoim. All right. We see, you have wild people who dress like Orthodox Jews, they're busy making fires all the time. They're busy doing a lot of things. Okay. A Kanoi is someone who the Emes HaKadosh, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong, so strong within him, he cannot tolerate Sheker. So that's a person whose Metzius is dedicated to the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Sheker is just violates his entire personality. That's a Kanoi. That's why it doesn't say Bola Ramis Yecholim Laharogos. No. Someone who does it because on that level of Talmud Chochm that Pinchas was, he cannot be sovel, he cannot stand the sheker of a Nisi Beisov L'Shimoni being Bola Ramis B'Vayesh. And they go out, they make a war. And then we talk to Parsha of Nachla. And then there's an interesting part of the talk. Yifkot Hashem, time comes, Moshe to appoint a successor. Who's the manager of Klal Yisrael? She yates it at them, he leads them. The manager of Klal Yisrael has a number of criteria. Now, of course, we live in a democracy. So who is the so-called manik of the Jewish people here? A man who... interesting human being. He explained to people, asked him how he keeps this little yarmulke on his bald head. So that's it's a whole lengthy analysis. Newspaper. And he struggled with it. He couldn't put on something bigger, chas v'sholom. So, had different forms of adhesive to do with it. No. We have a klal, it's a medrash. Only someone who knows how to lead al pi Torah. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Yehoshua ben Nun after Mos Moshe, what does he say? Moshe Avdi Meis, and you're taking over. No one can stand up. You're in charge. Be very strong. What are you going to be strong about? Against all the people who spit you in the face now. In your position of power, you have to be very strong. You have to make sure that everything you do is al pi Torah down to the finest detail. And once you do that, it says l'man taskil b'chol asher telech, then you'll understand how to act in every different situation. And how do you do that? After all, life is full of pressures and compromising situations. You know how you do that? How do you make sure that when you're leading Klal Yisrael, and under all the pressures, all of your decisions are made purely al pi Torah? It's a very challenging, because you have financial pressures, you have political pressures, you have emotional pressures, you have wild people. So Pasuk tells you, Lo yomush sevar Torah zemipicha v'hagisa bo yom v'layla. You have to sit and learn Torah yom v'layla. Aman tishma la'asu k'chol ha'kosev bo. Then, only then, we'll be able to, under all those pressures, to make true decisions al pi Torah. V'ki oz tatzliach hasdarkech. Only then will you be matzliach with oz task. So that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua is the necessary criterion for him to be matzliach. Now, when it comes to why he was chosen, maybe there's somebody else among the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So let's see what the pasuk says. Okay, Haruchos. So what does Rashi say? Kevin Shamoshi Shamabamokum, he says. He's talking after the Parsha Yusha, he really wanted one of his sons to take over. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Lo kachos machsholofana. Kedai Yoshua li toschar shimushu shalomosh mitocha over. Yehoshua was dedicated to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't budge from him his entire life. Number one. And because of that. Sheyetze lefneim. Lo kederech malchut umos b'mei keder. Sho yoshim. When there's a war, so the head of state sits in his house and sends the soldiers out. No. Klal Yisrael, the melech goes out. He'll be in charge. He's in front. He leads because he's the leader. Yotzien b'schu Yosef, Ashayivin b'schu Yosef. In his chus are you going to win the war? Kachro Yeshua ben Nun. Sheruach bo, says Rashi, kasher sha'alto, sheyuchal lahavok neruach shekol echad. He can stand up to anybody. And we just say, where did he get that power to stand up to anyone? For sitting and learning, becoming Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud Muchik. Major says, he had another thing. Sheruach bo, ruchos shel kolecha v'yachad. Yeah, on the one hand, he could stand up to everyone. On the other one, he could understand each individual neshama and could understand how to lead them, give them hadrach. This is what a manig is. But the first criteria of a manig is someone who's suffused with Torah. Torah, he's a metzias of Torah. The emes of Torah is just part of him. In the end, Pinchas became a shofet. But we didn't get there. Yehoshua, for 40 years, didn't budge from the side of Moshe. For 40 years, he was there. Didn't budge. And he was the Metzias of Torah. And Akash Prabhu says, even when you're the leading cloud yourself, and all the tears on your head, you have to keep learning. Because otherwise you won't be able to stand up and know it's a pure Torah decision. Otherwise you won't be able to stand up to those pressures. Otherwise you won't be able to go into the Torah and understand how to act. So how do you become a manik? Go to university and take 37 courses in political science? It's not what the pasuk says. How do you win the wars? By going to military school? No. Know what a Melech Yisrael does. He leads by Torah. He is Torah. He represents Torah. Because he is Torah and he represents Torah. That gives him the insight of what to do, gives him the power to stand up to all the pressures. And it gives him the understanding of each yochid v'yochid. Pinchas Yehoshua, the son of Shavu between the two of them, that gave them the strength and the power, was their deep Havana Satora. Their deep Havana Satora. Pinchas, one of the four Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. The four Tal. The one who have never budged from Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw every action that Moshe Rabbeinu did, knew exactly anything he did. And these aren't just stories. This teaches us a lot of how we relate to people. Klal Yisrael, in their superficiality, couldn't appreciate who Pinchas was. That's why they criticized. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a very, very clear statement. Pinchas. Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu said, my sons? No. It's Yeshua. As the Medrash says, why Yehoshua? Because who set up the benches in the base Medrash for Moshe Rabbeinu? Yehoshua did. He was there all the time. He made sure everything happened. No gaiva. Hachnor gadol. That's how a proper manik Yisrael is. From that we have to learn how we are. How to evaluate people. What really counts in this world.